Good morning, everybody. We are continuing the Sefirot Sa'imah, which we began in the previous shiur. I want to continue with the point that we began to discuss in the previous shiur. The Kitzur Shel Gemara writes in the first paragraph, in the second sentence, that it is a mitzvah to count the Sefirot Sa'imah right away at the beginning of the night. And then he writes after Seis Hakosom, after nightfall. We know we have halakhic period called Bein Hashmoshes, twilight, after the sun has already set, and it's still partially light for approximately 20 minutes at different shittas. And after that, we have nightfall. So says the Kitzur Shel Gemara, we should count Sefirot Sa'imah after nightfall. Why? Because we know that the period before that, Bein Hashmoshes, is halakhically defined as being a sopik yom, sopik lila, it's a doubtful day or night. And since the Sefirot Sa'imah is meant to be counted in the night, not in a time which is still a doubt, perhaps it's the previous day, so we wait for it to be night. Okay. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is in a regular Hatchila situation where there's no difficulty in waiting for nightfall, that's what you do. However, in some sort of extenuating circumstances where it is difficult to wait for nightfall, one may count Sefirot Sa'imah during Bein Hashmoshes, during this period of twilight. Not earlier, but during the period of twilight one may count. And what is the reason for that? As we said, this period is a sopik yom, sopik laila. There's a doubt, is it day or is it night? That's its halakhic definition. Sopik yom, sopik laila. And we said at the beginning, in our introductory words, that according to the majority of poskim, Sefirot Sa'imah bizman hazeh is a mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah of rabbinic origin, and the rule is that a sopik derabbanan, we can go the kudah. We follow the lenient view, and therefore we may be lenient and presume that it is already night, and perform the mitzvah there. Now, that's true that you don't get yourself into such a scenario, but if it's necessary, for some reason, one may do so.
Yeah. We do another share this approach.
Yeah.
Yes, it is counting in Rabban. But to count the right, and if you put on doubt that you count, you avoid to do mitzvah the right. Not last, but mitzvah the right.
Right.
And if you are working with mitzvah the right, it's the
right. Right, so
it is how we get the.
Not exactly what was said in the Shia, but the Raisa, that is the opinion of the Rambam, is that it's the Raisa of his mother said as well.
No, but not the Raisa of count.
Yeah, rather.
Because the Raisa that you have to count. Right?
Is that right? It's not the Raisa on counting.
No.
But the Raisa that you have to count, what does that mean?
Counting today, you don't have to count the Raisa.
No. Okay, I don't know. The way to the approach of majority poskim is that it's a mitzvah that Rabbanan is not there, and because of that, in Bein Hashmoshes you can count. Now I'd like to turn to another fascinating shayla, which is a spring off of this first point. You can count during Bein Hashmoshes because of stopping Rabbanan the Kur. So what about, that's at the beginning of the night. As you come to this period, you're not sure if it's night yet or not. Stopping Rabbanan the Kur, you can presume that it's night. Now what about end of night? In other words, you've got somebody. He didn't count, he didn't count, he didn't count. 12 o'clock at night, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Oh, he suddenly wakes up at 4:30. He says, oh, yeah, I didn't count yet. He says, you know what? Let's have a look in the luach. You know, still considered night until the time called Alus Hashachar. Alus Hashachar. Daybreak. So he says, he opens up his luach. And he says, opens up, and he has a look. And he has one of these calendars that brings all the different opinions. So look, it says now it's 4:30. So it says Abu Hashachar, there's two opinions. One says it's a 4:20, and one says it's a 4:40. So now he wants to know, and now it's 4:30. So he wants to know, can he count with a bracha or not? As long as it's still night, one counts with a bracha. Once it's day, you still count the following day, but without the bracha. So now he wants to know in this period, which is a topic, whether it's still light, should he count with a bracha or not? Now you won't believe it, but this is a true Maisa Shahoya, which I've heard from a Hashiva Rav on a number of occasions. There was a Rav in this shkula who once got a phone call at 4:30 in the morning, picked up the telephone, you think 4:30 in the morning, who called? There must surely be something, you know, Ruach Nefesh. 4:30 in the morning, this gentleman on the telephone, he says, hello, hello, Rabbi, I'd like to know whether I should cast for a sign on with the bracha. It's the true Meister Shark. I'd like to know, it's 4:30, I looked in my book, it says 4:20, 4:40, should I cast for a sign with a bracha? That was the shark.
Right now, we need to understand what kula means in this situation.
Oh, very good. It's exactly what I want to come to. Exactly. And what does kula mean?
And kula means you count.
Well, does it mean that? That's what I want to look at more closely. So the first thought that would spring to mind would be exactly like we said in a topic at the beginning of the night. What did we say in the topic at the beginning of the night? Topic drop on the good. So you can count. You want to know if you could count or not. Topic drop on the good. So you could count. So count with a brother. So say the same thing in this period of topic as well. Topic drop on the good. And count with a brother. Presume that it's still light, and you could count with a brother. But in fact, the Rav did not ask him that. The Rav answered him at 4:30 in the morning.
I got you first time in Muslim.
I hope he did. I don't know that. I didn't ask him. I hope he did. You'll hear in a second. He told him he should count without a brother. So, not only did he have the chutzpah to...
Maybe because the Rav was in the Sufak.
No, actually, it's the type of Rav who hardly ever was good. He knows everything, and he answered without a brother. So not only did he have the chutzpah to call about 4:30 in the morning, but when he met him the next day, he also had the chutzpah to talk with him about his pesach. So he asked him, well, excuse me, Rabbi, well, you told me to count without a brother, but what is the difference between that and Beinash Moshet? You know, the Beinash Moshet, which is a period of stopping, well, may count with a brother. So what's the difference? Stopping Yom, stopping Lila at the beginning of the night, and stopping Lila, stopping Yom at the end of the night. What's the difference? So the Rav said, first a Raya, and then a Svara Lecha. So a Raya, there is a
day. There's already a day.
Well, there's a difference between a stopping at the beginning of the period of time, a stopping at the earlier time before Kiyum HaMitzvah, as the question is, has the time arrived? There's a difference between a stopping of has the time arrived and a stopping of has the time finished. There's a difference between the case which we discussed earlier, when you're in Bein HaShemoshes and you want to know whether you can count, where your subject is, has the time of counting arrived? Right? Or this other strange case, where your subject is, has the time finished? Is it been night? And you don't know if it's already there, and it's too late. Has the time finished? And a proof to this is from a case discussed in Pesachim elsewhere about taking Arba Minim. Taking Arba Minim. Now we know the mitzvah is to take the Arba Minim any time the whole day. What happens if you arrive at the end of the day and you haven't yet taken it? The end of the time of the Zman Chiyuv, you arrive at the end of the day and you haven't yet taken Arba Minim. Now, on the later days of Sukkot, the mitzvah of Arba Minim is only a mitzvah of the Rabbon. Right? Now, the Poskim say, if you arrive at the end of the day and it's already Bein HaShemoshes, Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila, take the Arba Minim, but without a brother. As we don't say, well, Sofik Rabbon was a Kura, so you can fulfill the mitzvah now, and therefore you can also make a brother. You don't say that. You say, take it. So no harm done in taking it, but don't make a brother.
That's very different from the case here.
Well, why is it?
The first case here, it's going to be there. It's going to eventually be there. In the case of the little there, it's not going to be there. So that's the difference between the day and the night. When it's nearly day, it's going to not be there. It might not be there now. It's definitely.
So let's try to apply that story a bit more sharply to Spiro saying that. I think this is long before we're going to come to. Let's look at this a bit more closely. What does stopping Drabon and Lukula mean? So, when you are at the beginning of the night, as we said, before the time of the Chiyuv, there is no question that, essentially, you are obliged in this Chiyuv. It's still going to come. The question is, has the time yet arrived that I can fulfill the Chiyuv? So we have a topic in the way, let's say, in the technicality of how one can fulfill the obligation. Am I obliged? I'm presumably obliged. I'm sure obliged to perform the sincere favor. Not yet, might. The question is, can I already fulfill my obligation in this time of stopping Yom Sopik life? That's really the case where we want to count the coming day. It's Beilah Shmoshos, is it yet light? I'm definitely obliged to count. The Sopik is, has the time of counting yet arrived? On that we can say, yes, Sopik Rabbanan Bakuna, in your question of how to fulfill the mitzvah, one can fulfill it in the simplest, most lenient fashion, and now you can fulfill it already now. Right? At the end of the night, that's not the Sopik at all. The Sopik is, we're concerned for the shittas that maybe in the day there is no mitzvah. The Sopik is, are you obliged? Are you obliged in the mitzvah at all? It's night, maybe it's night and you're obliged, maybe it's day and you're obliged. Then, Sopik Rabbanan Bakuna doesn't tell us you can still fulfill the mitzvah. On the contrary, Sopik Rabbanan Bakuna tells us that you're not obliged. We might sort of in a shallow fashion consider it a kudah that we can still fulfill the mitzvah. If we'd like to fulfill the mitzvah, we can still fulfill it. But it isn't really that way. The true leniency is to say you're not obliged to the mitzvah this law. That's what leniency means, you're not obliged. So when you're stopping in, are you obliged or are you not obliged? Then stopping on the kudah tells us that you're not obliged. So you don't really have to do it at all. You want to do it, do it without a problem. So again, in the Sopik, where night hasn't yet arrived, and your Sopik is, can I fulfill the mitzvah yet? But you're certainly obliged. Then Sopik Rabbanan Bakuna tells me that I can fulfill the mitzvah now, and it also tells me that I can make a bracha as well, because now I can fulfill the mitzvah, so I can make a bracha. But at the end of the night, the Sopik is, am I obliged to be chalal? Maybe I'm not obliged, maybe it's already there, I'm not obliged. If the Sopik is, am I obliged? Then Sopik Rabbanan Bakuna tells you that you're not obliged. So therefore you certainly can't make a block. So that's the reason for the pshat that was given at 4:30 in the morning.
So, why we take the more matter of time of Baruch HaShaka?
Yeah.
That in itself is such a chumrah that at a time, it was definitely before the 72 minute time.
Yeah.
If I understood correctly, the topic is there's two times. There's a 90-minute time and a 72-minute time. A lot of people talking. It's money, but there's these
that's
two
right,
times.
Yeah, that's
this was the topic. It was between these two times.
So the 72-minute time is the Iker time. I mean, we allow people to eat there in a fast. On the fast that people who eat it are out of condition, and we let them eat after 72 minutes before.
It's not considered a legitimate topic, this one.
That's what I would have thought, but...
It could be... it's not a riot maybe from Barthe, that's a bit more common. Sopik Brothers is much more common than
Eastern Barthe. Also, the whole definition of Baikula, now I'm confused.
Baikula
is Baruch Hashem, I don't need to say anything, I don't need to say bra. Why what is called Kula?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to get. What is Kula?
As far as from Hashem is good for me, it's Kula to me, right? No, what's Kula?
What does Kula mean? Kula means leniency in obligation.
It is what exactly I said. So right now, it's less obligation I have is better.
No question is better.
But most important, cool. As less I do, better from cool point of view.
Yeah.
So right now, Rabbanan. It's cool.
It's good because I'm not obliged.
So, okay.
But if I'm certainly obliged, the question is how
I can understand your question. Why Kumra is there? Because maybe it is good, but right now, what I'm trying to say is that talking about person itself.
Yeah.
Why we said Kula even in the beginning?
Because
we stripped him from Bracha. And it's cooler because he left him opportunity to say it.
Right.
We look at him. Not how you said. If not Bracha is better. We look in person at the beginning of night. We say, look, Rudy. If we go strong through the nightfall, you will be without Bracha. Why? Because it's a circumstance, because I know. So right now, we are looking on him and said, we will do good for you. We will let you to come. It is what we call, Kula. Because it's Rabbanan. Kula is good for person. Not good for him and end of this thing, what you're doing for him.
What is good for the person? It's to do with the fact that if he's certainly obliged, is he obliged in his mitzvah? Because he's obliged in the mitzvah. The question is, can he fulfill the mitzvah now? Is he not obliged in his mitzvah? He hasn't fulfilled it.
So I'm doing good for him.
So doing good for him. He can fulfill it already now.
We give him chance to do mitzvah in the beginning. By our deed. Or what he's doing. I don't understand all his logic. We
need to
apply, we need to get it back.
I'll stop it back as well.